Blog Talk Radio
presents the Plug Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Bart, and we're going to have a great time tonight. I love doing these. I'm going to do a music mashup. We're going to call it the music mashup, I guess, for March. We'll have a lot more music, and we're going to do the March music mashup. But this is, haven't done a couple of any shows for a couple of days, so I said, let's do it tonight, you know? Crazy though. I don't know why I should take the break. I've got the next 2 weeks are killer, so it's like back to back to back to back shows. So, but anyway, tonight, not only are you going to hear some great music from some guests that we've had on before, but tonight you've got the chance to win tickets to the Godfather of Funk, George Clinton. We've got the 90s dance party. We got Alice Cooper and Beck, all courtesy of our friends over at NJ Pack. Thank you so much. We can't thank you enough. And all you got to do is call in the win, folks. That's it. 646-478-0999. Give a call and you can win your choice of what you want. We have two tickets to each. I shouldn't say two pair. Two tickets to each event. And they are coming up. Where's my list? Okay, so you know, so you, if you want to call in and win, George Clinton is on the 18th, which is Friday, this Friday, and then you've got the 19th, that's the 90s All-Star Dance Concert, that's going to be great, George is going to be great, and then on the 22nd is a Tuesday, and that's Alice Cooper and Beck, and that's going to be great, so if you guys can swing that into your schedule and you want to see those folks. If you don't win them tonight, you can always go to njpack.org. Tickets are going fast, so get on there real quick if you don't get them tonight. So, and if no one calls in tonight, I will do my best to do them within the next few shows, but I have to get the names over to NJ Pack. So if you don't want to call in, you could also message me on Messenger, and I'll take the first message I receive. So I thank you all so much. So while the music is playing, if you call, I will pick you up after the song, okay? And it is first come, first serve. Whoever calls gets the tickets. So without further ado, real quick. We've got some great shows coming up for you guys. I've got Greg Martin is coming up on the 15th from the Kentucky Headhunters. Dee Thompson, actor, author. He's the guy. I don't know if you remember. I mean, he's a great actor, but if you recall, I don't know if it was in the 90s. I don't remember. He went to the Oscars without a ticket, and I can't wait to talk to him. I remember that story, and he's been doing a lot more since then. He was doing a lot before then as well, but anyway, so we're going to talk to him on the 16th. Then on the 19th, we're going to have a afternoon show from our folks over in the UK, Deborah Bonham, and what's his first name? Is it Billy? No. It's not Billy. Where is it? Hang on. I don't want to get this wrong, folks. You know, I'm either butchering names or whatever. I have it right here. What's his name? Peter Bullock. And Deborah Bonham is John Bonham's sister, Jason Bonham's aunt, and she's a musician as well. And her husband, Peter Bullock, are in a band, and they've been playing for a long time, and we got some new music from them. we're going to play some new music. I'm excited. You know, that's always my favorite part of the show. I love talking to everybody and have a good time, but I just love the music aspect of it all, really. Then we've got on the 20th, we've got a doubleheader on the 20th. We've got an afternoon show with Astrid. I got her wrong name. I know I do, because there's two names. And I wrote it down. I know I have it. Oh, my God, Joe. What is wrong with you? Where is it? You know me, guys. I'm all over the place. I lost my phone. Not that we need it for anything, but I did lose my phone. Anyway, we've got Astrid. Is it Peel? Astrid, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I will get it on the next when we talk. Astrid is the female singer from An Emotion. You know the song, Obsession. Well, they've had others, but that's their biggest hit. You're my obsession. You know that song. And then in the evening at 9 p.m. Eastern, we've got Isabel Echeverry. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. And Isabel is the... Oh, man, Joe, this is not good, folks. Bear with me. Isabel is the founder of Contacto, and it is the number one talent management production company, and they're always looking for a Latin talent. So that's good to know. If you guys are interested in that, you can check that out. And then with Scott Page. Scott is the saxophonist from... The saxophone is from Pink Floyd, Supertramp, and Toto. So that's going to be great. Then we've got Sheila Conlon coming up. She is the reality show queen of casting directors, like Hell's Kitchen. She's done them all. We're going to have her on. That's going to be a great conversation, too. Author Howard Bloom is going to be on with us, and he's got a new book out, Einstein, Michael Jackson, and Me. And I think that's it. That's enough. And I think Robin S. may be joining us on Thursday. I'm waiting to get the information on that. Before we start, why don't we take a call? There's a call for our tickets. Let's see. Hang on 1 second. Let's see who we got on the phone. Hey, hold on.
Got Martin Lee on the phone.
Hi, welcome to the Floors Radio Show. You're on the air. Well, what's your name and how can I help you, sir?
Well, my name is Martin Lee. I believe you're familiar with that.
Mark, I'm sorry, last name?
Martin Lee, L-E-E.
Mr. Lee. Oh, I can't even do that, but how are you, honey?
I'm good. I called in because you got the ticket giveaway, and I saw George Clinton.
Oh, you got to go.
I've been a fan of his for 50 years.
Then you need to go. Would you like tickets?
I sure would.
Wonderful. All right, we've got a winner. Ding, ding, ding. Martin Lee is the winner of the George Clinton ticket. So here you go, Martin. Here's what you got to do. The show is on. I'm like, I've got papers all over the place. I was just freaking out because I've been trying to upload. You know my saga. You've seen my saga on social about finding those cassettes. So I am very computer illiterate. So I tried to convert these songs over to my laptop to MP3, and I went into panic mode. So I spent a lot of time on that. So that's why I'm so discombobulated tonight. But anyway, Martin, real quick, March 18th, which is this Friday, is the show at NJPAC in Newark, New Jersey. All you have to do is go to the Will Call window. Make sure you bring a mask. I'm not sure if you still have to wear them, but bring your mask and your card, your vaccination card. You have to bring that as well. And it's two tickets, and I'm sure the seats are great. There's not a bad seat in the house. And, oh, my God, I have to try and bump into you, honey.
Well, listen, I got another book coming out end of the year.
Okay. Let me know.
And I'm going to stay in touch with you. You'll know. You'll be one of the first to know.
Lovely. I love it. Martin, I just need to go.
I got a bone to pick with you real quick.
What did I do?
How come I've never heard any of your songs?
Because I don't sing anymore, honey. I don't sing anymore.
Well, you still have recordings.
Yeah, I think some of them might be up on the website. I'm not sure, on the Applause Radio Show site.
I think
they put them up there. I'm not sure. But what was I going to say? What is your full name on your license? Is it Martin Lee, their initial? Because I have to give them the full, because you have to show your driver's license to get the tickets.
Martin J. Lee. Got to put the J in there.
Yes, sir, of course. That's
the initial J.
Well, I am very happy for you. Congratulations. And tonight, the music I've selected is pretty much in the rock genre, but I'm going to throw in some Shy Lights, too, to mellow it out. And I hope you stick around and enjoy the show. And message me when you are at NJPAC.
I will do that. And I like rock. I've been since Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I know, right? She's the bomb.
Yes.
Well, Martin, thank you so much. Yep. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the show. Maybe I'll see you. And if you forget or what I said, you didn't write it down, just go to njpac.org and you can get the details on what you need to do. Like I said, you got to bring your vax card and make sure you bring a mask. I think you need masks for entry, but you may have – I don't know if they're taking them off or not. So – but, you know, because they've the country has dropped the mandates to some degree, I guess. It depends where you are. So, but anyway, that's all you need. You need your driver's license, your vaccination card, a mask, and you need to have a good time. And I think you're covered.
Okay. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Really good.
You too, honey. Thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take
all
care.
All right. Keep in touch. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Martin has actually been on the show. He's an author. So he's got a new book coming out. He's got some story, by the way, if you ever want to look him up, Martin Lee, Martin J. Lee. I don't remember the name of the book, but it's about overcoming addiction, and it was a great book. And he wrote it for himself because it's about him. And he's doing amazing, and he's a wonderful guy. And I appreciate that you called in, Martin. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the ticket. So, folks, all that's left now are the 90s dance party and the Alice Cooper Buck Cherry tickets. So 646-478-0999. Let's kick this off. Let's do it. It is March, my favorite song. Here we go.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you.
I need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'm gonna take you to Hollywood. But if you want to see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. Got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know I do. take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. Take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Heaven, you know I love you.
Oh, man, if that song don't kick you off, I don't know what will. That just woke me up. Yeah, congratulations, Martin Lee, for winning the George Clinton tickets. That's going to be great. And you know what, guys? You got to get tickets to this. Not only is it a concert, but it's his 80th birthday celebration, and Nona Hendrix is going to be there too. So how cool is that? So if anybody wants to call in and win the Alice Cooper tickets, call in to 646-478-0999. And remember, if I don't pick you up, I will get you when the song has finished playing. So let's keep it in the 60s. Oh, by the way, that was Jim Peterick was a guest on our show from the Ides of March. Those of you who don't know, Jim was the co-founder of Survivor. He co-wrote Eye of the Tiger. He has written well over 8,000 songs for others himself. And what a talent, my God, and what a nice guy, what a nice guy. We had such a wonderful conversation. So let's keep it going, let's keep it going. Where are we going here for the 60s? Where'd you go, where'd you go, where'd you go? We'll start with the 60s and make our way down. Here you go. And this is my friend from the Seeds, Mr. Paul Kaff.
You're pushing too hard. You're pushing too hard at what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard on me. Well, all I want is to just be free. Live my life the way I want to be. All I want is to just have fun. Live my life like a stretchy. Pushing too hard on me. Well, I would love you, Mr. Drew, but I would never be your fool. So if you think I'm gonna change your mind, girl, must have been deranged. 'Cause you're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me. Live my life.
Hey, I'm sorry about that little boo-boo in there, folks. I dropped, believe it or not, I dropped my pen on the key. And now, you know, if I tried to do that, it wouldn't happen. On the key that paused the song. So that was The Seeds. And for those who don't know, that is actually an unedited cut that most people have not heard. It's not the one that was on the radio. Anyway, Mr. Paul Kopp, who is now with, they started a new band, Tall Poppy Syndrome, and Paul's a great guy, and check out their stuff. You'll love it. And so now we're going to go from, okay, those are two songs we started with, were 70s, early 70s, late 60s, maybe mid 60s. I don't know. I'm guessing off the top of my head here. Now, the band I'm about to play now, I love these guys. They are sweethearts. My God. They are making the biggest comeback that you can believe. The Outsiders, one of my favorite songs that they did. And we became fast friends when they came on the show. And they've been on several times, and they can always come back. They know that. And they have a new song out now, and it is doing fantastic. So Time Won't Let Me, from Time Won't Let Me to I've Got a Heart Too. This is The Outsiders. Check it out. It's doing great on the charts, and they're getting awards left and right for it. So enjoy I've Got a Heart Too, The Outsiders.
Everything that you do.
great job, guys. Isn't that great? Man, I can't believe they're doing so great with this song. I mean, I can. I'm just so happy for them. I really am. I mean, you know, once Sonny was gone as the lead vocalist, it's like, how do you continue, you know? But they've been playing for a long time, doing all the circuit stuff with the Flower Power cruises and all that. And they put together a really great band. They still got Jimmy and Ricky there, and everybody, Greg is in there. And they're just doing a great, great job. I think they're playing this weekend, if I saw correctly on social, that they were playing somewhere in Ohio, I think it was. I think it was Ohio. Anyway, that was the Outsiders. I've Got a Heart. I'm going to slow it down for a minute since we're talking about hearts. My wonderful sweetheart. Oh, what a man. I can't wait to hug him. Mr. Marshall Thompson, the Shy Lights. You just love it. Oh my God, I love him. I can't wait. I just want a big hug from him. He's the sweetest thing you could ever speak to. Still touring. He's 80 something years old, and he's touring right now. He probably played this weekend. Everybody here is probably playing this weekend. I am so glad that everybody's out playing again. My God, welcome back, life. Jesus Christ. We're back. That's all I have to say. I'm excited. Life is back to normal to some degree, and we're getting there. Slowly but surely, we're getting there. So, oh, girl, the shy lights. What more can I say? All right. Do we want to stay slow or we want to, again, what do we want? Okay, so that's like the 70s, right? So let's see. 70s. Oh, God, we should kick it with this. Yeah, we had on very good, I don't know. I never know what to play. I should write down a set list, right? I'm just trying to go with the mood, with the flow here. All right, so. All right, here we go. I'm torn. I'm torn between two lovers. I'm kidding. I'm torn between which songs to play here because I want to do this one and I want to do that one. All right, 70s, here we go, early 70s. This was, oh, my God, I hope you guys heard this show. If not, you know, you could always listen back to these shows and go back. Just go to the website or Blog Talk Radio or iHeart and just key in the Applause Radio show and look for who you want to see. But we had on, I don't want to say Heart tribute band or something like that. This is Heart, really, but it doesn't have Nancy or Ann in it. But it does have the original guitarist and his wife, and she sounds fabulous. The music's great and fabulous. So we're going to play one of those right now. The phone lines are ringing. Let's see who we got. Lynn, let's give away some tickets. Come on. Let's give away some tickets. Let's see who we got on the line. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name?
Hi, it's George Bellici calling from Shohola, Pennsylvania.
Oh, hello, George Bellici. Is this a George Bellici that I know?
From, I believe we might have worked together at BNP Paribas.
Oh, my God. Georgie, how are you?
You know, that seems like another lifetime ago.
Yes, definitely. My goodness. How are you? Is everything well?
Yeah, pretty good. We moved to Shohola, Pennsylvania about a year ago, and we're having a good time here. So I'm trying to start a new business and, you know, trials, tribulations. We're getting there, though. We're close. But, you know, good. How are you doing? It's just nice. I love listening to this show. I got to listen to it more often all the time because it's just very informative.
Oh,
you're
well,
so
tonight,
smart.
Yeah, well, tonight we're just playing music and, you know, touching base on things that are going on. And we're playing music from guests that we've had on in the past and talking a little bit here and there. But tonight we've got an extremely special night. We're giving away concert tickets courtesy of NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's gorgeous. Have you ever been there?
No, but I'll have to go. I the, like the 10th caller? Did I get you on the line live here? I'm getting excited.
Yes, you're live, and I've got a choice left of Alice Cooper, who's opening is Buck Cherry. So I don't know if you're interested. Would you be interested in attending
that
show?
That would be awesome.
On March 22nd at NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey.
That sounds wonderful.
Good for you. Well, congratulations, and thanks for listening. I can't believe that this is like a blast from the past.
I'll have to email your show or something and give you my number so I could get in touch with you. Maybe we get together over the summer. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick your face. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
The name is just so familiar.
I'll email you a photo. I'm still young and cute, but my hair got a little gray.
You know, so what you used to look like to me, I used to think you looked like Richard Gere.
Right. A lot of people did stop me on the streets of New York telling me I look like Richard Gere. It's very funny. True, though. Very true.
You still got that New York accent, too.
Yes.
Well, George, thank you so much for listening. Are you listening all the time or a new listener?
About the last 10 minutes.
No, I'm talking about that. You listen to other shows.
Yes, I actually went online and saw you there and hit a couple of them and saw you actually on YouTube also with your radio show.
What
so that's when I sort of connected back. I
What are you,
connected
what are you
back? I said, wait a minute, I know this girl.
Yeah, what are you stalking me?
No, I hope not. No.
Oh, please, I'm
but it'd
kidding.
Be nice.
Listen, it was great speaking to you. I apologize. The face, I'm working, so I'm not thinking. So I apologize. I'm sure I recognize you, Georgie. Your voice sounds very familiar.
Oh, thanks so much. This is great.
Well,
I'm
listen,
so excited.
You are the proud winner of Alice Cooper and Buck Cherry tickets on March 22nd. Is that a Friday? No. That's this Tuesday evening at the NJ Pack in Newark, New Jersey. All I need is your full name on your license, the way it's spelled, and I'll tell you what you got to do.
Okay, George Bellici, B as in boxer, I-L-L-E-C-I.
E-C-I, George. Excellent. So, George, what you got to do is show up, bring your vax card, bring a mask, and have a great time. That's what we need to do. Go to the roll call, show your license, and I'm sure the seats are great. There's not a bad seat in the house. You're going to love it.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Well, listen,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling, and thanks for listening, honey. I had no idea.
Okay.
It's been years. I can't even. What,
I'm
going to
tune
years?
In now.
What's it been, 30
I'm
years?
I'm going to tune in now and keep track of you there.
Oh, it hasn't been like 30 years that I saw you?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
And what's it been, about 30 years since I saw you?
Yeah, it's going to be, I bet you, it's got to be 15 years more.
Oh, I'm thinking 30. I don't know. Oh, no, maybe not.
No. Not quite 20. Not quite 20.
Wow. Yeah, you're definitely stalking me. You know how many years and everything. Shit.
Yeah, I think I am. Right.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for
listening. Yes, you too. I hope to see you soon over the summer. Okay.
Oh, well,
thank you so much.
I'm trying to touch base with everybody and their mother, so I hope you're on that list too.
Okay, I will
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. The name is so familiar. I think I could picture his face, and it's got to be longer than that. I think I got a stalker. Oh, shit. Anyway, no, he was a wonderful guy, sweetheart. Still is, I'm sure. But, Oh, wow. Very nice. That's nice. That was touching to know somebody that I'd known a long time ago listens to the show. Wonderful. Where was I going? And that's it with the tickets, by the way, folks, because we had a caller while the music was playing, and I took it, and somebody won the 90s dance party. So congratulations to Penny. That's wonderful. And so that's great. So let's go on. Let's go have some fun and play some music. And if you did not win the tickets tonight, don't feel left out. Go to njpack.org and you can order your tickets for any. I mean, there's other great shows coming up too. Those are just the three that I thought that you guys would be interested in. NJ Pack was so kind to give them to us, which is fabulous. So who else they got coming up? Vic the Benedetto, I think I mentioned that to you guys, March 25th and 26th. They've got a doo-wop show coming up in April. Patti LaBelle. They're doing The Masked Singer. Oh, I got to see how that is. That's going to be cool. Patti LaBelle, Johnny Mathis. I mean, you got to go to the website and you'll see everything that's there. But really, go and run to njpack.org and get your tickets. And thank you all for listening to winning the tickets tonight. I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate NJ Pack. You guys are great. And if you guys have never been there, it's gorgeous. I've never been there. I cannot believe that I grew up literally across the river from this venue and never been in there until most recently. And I fell in love with it. To me, it reminds me of like an old opera house updated with today's amenities, and it's just gorgeous to me, and it's just an intimate show too. I mean, the perfect seating, every seat is a great seat in the house, and no matter where you're sitting, you could see everything, and I love that intimate feeling. So I've fallen in love with NJ Pack. Sorry, I'll have to get a divorce and fall in love and get married with NJ Pack. So thank you so much, NJ Pack, for all you do for us. We appreciate it. So let's get on with the show. All right, should we kick it off? We were going 70s, right? 70s, so let's do... Here, let's go. We were talking about Heart by Heart. That's right. I'm sorry, Heart by Heart. So we had Jim Fossen and Somer Mackey, I think. You guys know I don't write anything down. And I have to stop that because I don't have the brain to hold everything anymore. I can't contain everything anymore. So pop culture knowledge and, you know, all that nonsense knowledge that I have in my head, it's fading. So anyway, like I said, I do everything off the top of my head, which may be annoying to you. If it is, I apologize. It's we're just hanging out. This is how I'd hang out with you if I was sitting down having a drink with you, and that's it, or having a meal, or just enjoying each other's company. This is how we would chat. So anyway, Heart by Heart, they are Heart, with the exception of without Nancy and Ann Wilson, because Jim Fossen, he started Heart. He co-founded Heart, and he wound up marrying Somer, and her voice is phenomenal. You would never know that this is not Nancy Wilson. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. And what a nice couple, too. So, yeah, check this out. Here we go. Heart by Heart, Magic Man.
From a child, but try to understand
see, if I didn't tell you that wasn't heart, you would probably wouldn't even have caught it. Anyway, unbelievable. Oh, man. And you got to hear the rest of their stuff. We're going to play another one later for them. I'm going to skip the time here. We're just going to go what I think feels nice or what feels right after that. So what we had on, was it last? No. Last month, I met a wonderful human being. I love wonderful human beings. I wish there was more of them. And her name was Francesca Breguet. And Francesca, oh boy, back in the 90s, she was having the time of her life. Everything was going great, still going great, but she, gave it all up for family for a little while and continued writing, and now she's coming back. She's got a new album out, and she wrote actually a song called Trust in Me that was sung by Joe Cocker on the Bodyguard soundtrack. And what we're going to hear tonight is her singing it the way it was written originally until Joe Cocker got it, which is similar, but, you know, it's Joe Cocker, so it has that different sound. And I love it. I love it. And Francesca Breguet, Trust in Me.
Let it go. I loved you better than anyone else. Doesn't it show? You've been standing at the window day and night, just looking at the rain. When a simple conversation might help a situation, please let me explain.
All right. Wow. Woo! The Francesca, Francesca has new music out, and that's the one that she just released. It's about a week or two ago, I think it was. I knew it was a Friday. I don't remember the date. But that's her off of her new, it's not an EP and it's not an LP. She's releasing a song at a time, singles at a time, I believe. I could be wrong. But you can go to her website, francescabege.com, and that's B-E-H-E, francescabege.com, B-E-H-G-E, francescabege.com, to find out more about her stuff. And it's all live. It's from different venues that she's performed in. And that was so clean to me. It sounded studio ready. If you didn't hear the audience, you would think that was done in the studio. So anyway, let's keep it going. Oh, my good friend. Oh, you know what? I just met this gentleman the other day. He has written so many scores and movie soundtrack. Well, that's a score. Theme songs is what I was looking for so many movies that the list is huge, the movies that he's written for. So during the pandemic, he was doing some stuff, and Mandy. He wrote Mandy, and he's written a lot of really great songs. And so he came on, and we had a great conversation, and he was actually in the city here over in New York having dinner. And I think he was doing a show. He's got another one, I think, April 9th in New York. And his name is Mr. Randy Edelman. And he gave me two songs. Both of them were great. This one just was so sad. Oh, my God. This is Randy Edelman's song performed. He didn't tell me who was singing it. This is How Could I Let You Go, Randy Edelman.
Agony, what it does to me, I don't know.
Isn't that beautiful? I picture Leona Lewis singing that song. It reminded me of a song that she would sing. Oh my God, the passion in that voice, that with the bridge. Oh my God. Just crazy. All right. I'll shut up. So yeah, Leona Lewis. I could definitely picture seeing that. Yeah, Leona Lewis. Yeah, sure. Yeah. anyway, let's go. What do we got? Let's do, you know, I mentioned earlier the reason I was in such a disarray was because I am computer illiterate. Okay, show me what to do. I can do it. I just can't do it on my own. I don't know why. I just don't know. I'm not creative on the computer, put it that way. I'm trying to learn. But anyway, if you followed my saga on social, I found this dusty old box in the basement. And when I say dust, it was thing, actually. And I'm like, what the hell is this? We need to throw this out, you know. So it was so dusty, I said, I don't want to do it right now. I got to clean that mess. So I came back to it. I opened it up. Couldn't believe it. I found all these cassettes of songs that I've written and never did anything with. And it's got to be thousands of songs in there. My God, I can't believe it. And I found these two that I did with my band at the time. Before I went solo, and we never released them. And I was like, God, I gotta hear these. But luckily I have the stereo with the cassette thing, whatever. I also have Walkmans coming out of my ass, believe it or not, from back in the day, and they still work. Well, I found out that one really works, and the others just light up. So I thought they worked. And then I wound up dropping one. And that one definitely doesn't work anymore. So anyway, so I've listened to it on that. And I said, God, it's so rough. It's, you know. So I wound up getting this machine for Valentine's Day as a gift. It converts cassettes to MP3. And again, I am computer idiot. So it took me like all day to figure this out. It really did. And so up to the wire, I literally had to have the kids. I was able to convert it to the, what do you call it? See, I don't even know what you call it. The USB, the drive, right? I was able to upload it to that, but couldn't get it to go onto the computer. So I had to have the kids help me literally 20 minutes before the show. And I don't know if it sounds good, bad, or whatever. I mean, anyway, I'm excited to play them and hear them on MP3 versus cassette. So may sound a little rough. I don't know. So I don't know if you want to hear those now or if you want to do those later. So we could do one now. We'll do one now. Get it out of the way. Okay, so the first one, Doctor Who. I had a very strange manager who was into all kinds of things. But anyway, Doctor Who was popular at the time, the reboot. So I don't know if we were going to submit it to see if they would use it, or I don't know. Anyway, he'd come up with a title, I'd write the song, and we had great musicians behind us. Wait till you hear the music in this song. It starts out a little weird, with the talking and everything, but think of Doctor Who or that spacey shit, and you'll get that part. But when the music comes in, oh my God, great musicians, Jerry Perrone, Ernie Welter, Frank Tersi, and the late P. Kang, Phil Cangelosi, who just passed away. Oh, phenomenal guitar player. I will tell you that. And things were going great. We were doing these two songs, and I don't know what happened. So basically, these are demos. So, pardon me again. They're demos, and no one got to hear them other than the band, myself, my manager, my buddy Max at the Clear Cut Recording, the studio that we always went to. And I don't think anybody else got to hear them. So I love the second one. Actually better. I think that could have been a hit if we would have got it perfect. But this one, I again, this one was going to be submitted, I think, to the reboot of Doctor Who. Was that the 80s or 90s? I don't freaking know. I didn't watch Doctor Who, so I really don't know. I honestly don't know when it was the reboot. But anyway, if you could hang in there till the music kicks in, it's not that long. It's a narrative, but there's music behind it, and it just builds and builds. And I don't know if I'm going to hear it clear or not, or you. So this is, I promise you're going to love the second one. I do. Well, you might like this one. I don't know. I love the second one. Anyway, this is Doctor Who, never heard before by anyone other than the people who worked on it. So I hope you like it. I hope it sounds good. And fingers crossed, this is Doctor Who by myself, Jerry Perrone, Phil Cangelosi, Ernie Welter, and Frank Tersey.
Thank you.
Wow, I'll never sing that high again. Oh my God, I can't believe how high that was. Wow, that was great to hear. I told you it was a little drawn out in the beginning, but some people like that stuff. I mean, it's like I said, a little space vibe there. And my God, my voice, oh my God, I miss it. Oh, I miss my voice. Now I'm going to be depressed. Oh. Stop. Anyway, the next one, I love the next one, and I think this could have been a hit at the time. Not bad for a demo, though, you got to say. Not bad for a demo. My God. These are, I don't think they're finished, I mean, because we never did anything with them. So this one is called Don't Tell Me. I hope you like it. That song. I love the second verse with the mama said be careful. Mama said be careful of their little lies. Oh, I love that one. I love that line. I think that could have been a hit, folks. If you listen in, to let me know sometime if you think that could have been a hit. Not bad for demos. Anyway, we're not here to promote me. I can't believe I'm listening to them. They're 25, 30 years old. My voice sounds so so different. So I guess I'll be depressed for the rest of the week now. So anyway, I hope you like them. Anyway, the second one is my favorite. Don't tell me. So where do we leave off? Where do we got? Let's kick it up again. Let's go to my friend, my good friend, Mr. Mike Skill, co-founder and guitarist of the Romantics. And he's got a new album out, Skill, Mike Skill. There you go. I said it. And he came on. He's been on the show a couple of times, too. Nice guy. So this is Mike singing the lead vocals on this song. Check it out.
Hold me tight. Tell me I'm a
Nice. What'd you think? That was Heart by Heart again. See, if I didn't tell you, you thought it was Nancy, didn't you? See? Heart by Heart. Check out their new album. They have an album out. They're touring. Go to their website, heartbyheart.com. And, of course, Mike Skill from The Romantics doing lead on What I Like About You. And, oh, we had a great time with this singer, Dale Bozzio. And, oh, God, I hope I get to see her. They're coming out here to the East Coast. So Dale is from Missing Persons, and this is the song that turned me on to them. Check it out. Words.
Thank you.
All right. That is Missing Persons, and we had Dale Bozio. I didn't know if she said, she didn't care. Bozio. I always called her Bozio. So she has a new book out, Life is So Strange, Missing Persons, Frank Zappa, Prince, and Beyond. And that book has some never before seen. Let's see. Photos. She's got lyric sheets in there, handwritten lyric sheets. It comes with a CD, I believe, as well. And it's her life story. It is her autobiography. And she doesn't mince words and she doesn't hold back. So you want to check that out. And Dale is happy to welcome people on Facebook. She welcomes everyone to friend her or look her up on Facebook. So that was a lot of fun. So we've got a couple more songs here, and then we got to go out. But before we do, let's see. We've got, what do we have here? Let me do a couple of announcements before we go. We've got, unbelievably, we've got some great guests coming up. George Martin from the Kentucky Headhunters. Dee Thompson will be joining us, actor, author. Then we've got Deborah Bonham and Peter Bullock. We're going to do an afternoon show on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we've got two shows, 1 p.m. with Astrid and Astrid Plain. And then at 9 p.m., Isabel Echeverry. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. Echeverry, maybe? I don't know. Isabel Echeverry, maybe. I don't know. That's Italian. I don't know. I think she's Latina. So she has one of the biggest talent agencies for Latinos. Then Scott Page is going to join us. He's the saxophonist for Pink Floyd. Think Floyd right now is what he's playing in right now. Also Supertramp and Toto he's played with. And I have to ask him if he was with Toto this tour. I don't know if he's with Toto on this tour. Then Sheila Conlon's going to be on. She is the queen of reality TV. She's the queen casting agent for reality TV. And then author Howard Bloom, he's got a book out, Einstein, Michael Jackson and Me. And I think that might be it. And, Robin S., I think, is supposed to join us on the 17th. I'm waiting for absolute 100,000% confirmation on that. As far as I know, it's a go. So, but thank you all for calling in and winning the tickets. There was our winner's list. I got it here. Noise, because I don't have anything where it should be. All right. We got George Bellici won the tickets to Alice Cooper, and that's crazy. The name is familiar. He says we know each other. If not, he's a stalker. I'm telling you. Hey, I guess, when you get a stalker, I don't know. Let me write this down. Alice Cooper for George Bellici. And then Martin Lee for George Clinton. And then we had Penny from South Jersey. That's why she actually won the tickets offline, online prior to the show. So I got her message online. So she actually won the tickets to the 90s dance party. So congratulations to everybody. And if you did not win the tickets and you want to go to these shows, go to njpack.org. And again, they've got some great stuff coming up. I only mentioned a few shows. George Clinton on the 18th. The 19th, the 90s All-Star Dance Concert, the 22nd, Alice Cooper, the 25th and 26th, Vic DiBeto, and I think also the Alvin Ailey the Alvin Ailey Dance Troupe is there now or coming. Also for the kids, for family entertainment, they've got Peppa Pig is going to be there. Just go to their website. You will not believe all the events that are coming up, and I'm so happy that life's getting back to normal. So go to njpack.org and get your tickets to all of those shows and more. There's so many more shows that are there that you could choose from. And if you're local, it's right there. And so, I wanted to make sure we played this. Our good friend here at Applause Radio Show and a beautiful person to me, Judy Tenuta. She's been on several times. We speak daily. We speak a lot. Beautiful, beautiful. I love her. Wonderful person. As you know, or maybe you don't, she's been kicking cancer's ass, basically. And she's doing great, you know, but she's still doing it. She's still fighting it, you know, but considering she has cancer, she's kicking its ass. She's doing great. So Judy put together this song, and it's to help those who, you know, might need a little encouragement. You know, you can do it. You can kick cancer's ass. And if you can't kick it physically, you can kick it mentally. And sometimes that's all you need, is the mental part of it to help out along the way. And it helps in family support, whatever you need. So we're going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Kicking Cancer's Ass by Judy Tenuta. And I'm going to close it out with another song. And we will see you guys with a former guest, not a former guest, a prior guest that we've had on before. You'll know the song immediately. I like the song. I want to end on an up note. So we're going to close out with that. So you can go to Judy Tenuta on YouTube and check this out. What we're listening to is actually from a video. So you're going to hear some sound effects in there that you're going to be like, what the heck is that? It's her kicking cancer's ass. She's literally beating things up. So when you hear thud, boom, whatever, that's her fighting with boxing gloves on, kicking cancer's ass. So check out the video. It's really cute. It's funny. She's cute. She's funny. She's wonderful. I'm so proud of her. She's doing great. She's kicking cancer's ass. Enjoy this. Enjoy our last song. And we'll catch you on the 15th. Come on back now, you hear? And have a great week, everybody. Take care, and congratulations to our winners. And thank you again to NJ Pack. We appreciate you so much. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to set me free. It's time for you to go. Hey! I'm kicking cancer's ass. I'm kicking cancer's ass. Everyone who's got it is kicking cancer's ass. I'm kicking cancer's ass. I'm kicking cancer's ass. We're whipping it. We're licking it. We're kicking cancer's ass. Here's the hitch. Crawl for it. Surrender now, cancer. I'm making you my bitch.
somebody went under a dock.